Griswold's main goal this girls' basketball season was to be competitive in every game they played on the schedule. While the Tigers finished 6-16 overall, there were some tight losses for Griswold, and they held the higher-scoring teams to some of their lowest totals on the year.
Yeah, I mean, going into the season, we kind of talked about, you know, I guess my personal goal for the season overall was just to be competitive in more and more games than we have in the past. You know, there's a point where you can look at some of our losses that were, like you say, were close losses, but that doesn't tell the whole story. It's a loss. And if you look at just numbers, win and loss column, you're not always seeing the big picture. So I wanted to be competitive in games. I wanted to, you know, if we end up, you know, not where we wanted to be in wins and losses, I want to improve that number of point differential, you know, and be closer in all our competition. And I feel like we were able to do that. And especially in the last half of the season, when everything kind of came together, really start to show what we could do. And so, you know, we had a big focus on our defense and just being a really good defensive team. And when our offense was doing its thing, you know, that really showed that we limited a lot of really good high scoring teams.
Seniors Carly Milliken and Madison Rush were big contributors to the defensive success for the Tigers this season. Milliken was a top rebounder, averaging 6.3 boards on the defensive end for an average of 9.1 per game, while Rush was a big contributor to the perimeter defense for Griswold. Head coach Ryan Lockwood knows that these are two players that were more than instrumental in developing the leadership and defensive intensity for Griswold.
Both of them are going to be tough to replace for sure, both on and off the floor. But, you know, Carly, obviously on the floor, she started every game for us. She missed all of last year with some injury issues. And she came in and, yeah, she had 200 rebounds on the season. She just always out there competing, whether it's practice, whether it was a game. She's always been a leader just on the floor, but being a leader off the floor, not just by example, but being more vocal, shooting the basketball. Obviously, that leadership from those two seniors goes a long ways, and just them working hard in season, out of season, on and off the floor really leads that, so that the younger ones are ready to do the same thing. But then we saw how many of those freshmen really stepped up and were able to get comfortable in our system because they had the leadership and that path kind of ready for them from those upperclassmen.
With the continuous improvement this season, the Tigers are able to get away from the robotic offense and create a more free-flowing offense that wasn't afraid to go against the grain. The Tigers look better on both the perimeter and were able to create their offensive style because they were more familiar with one another as a team.
When we can learn how to be free there at the last part of the season, we were able to implement more types of looks offensively and not have to go spot to spot and run. I call it being robots, you know, just running the offense to run the offense. We're looking at those little things that come out of it. So we were able to be a little more free in that, and we have flow in what we're doing. And you know, as we keep doing that and continue to be comfortable in that, that's when those shots are going to fall more often because we're shooting with more confidence. We know where those shots are going to come from because we've seen it before. Instead of, oh, this shot's open, now I have to try and get it off, and there's a little more pressure in that. So I think that's going to really bode well for us, just being comfortable in the entire system and with all of us together, because we've got so much time as a whole group, you know, playing together this year.
Griswold will be returning most of their athletes from this season, including leading scorer Addison Adams, Abby Golinghorst, and Amanda Hauser, who were critical in creating that free-flowing offense for Griswold. The AAA offense will be a tough one to stop, and Coach Lockwood knows that it is hard to stop just one of these players in the team.
They're just hard to single out one, because all those times when we just play four quarters of basketball, at least play hard, that's why it all started to come together there at the end. We were able to really improve dramatically in a lot of those processes. And I look forward to continuing to move forward because of that, because we have a lot of resiliency from top to bottom in this team.
The Tigers finished the season at 6-16 overall and sat at 4-9 in quarter conference action. I'm Zach Collins reporting.